Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Come to Hamilton County. Saturday, October 28th, will be a day full of activities. The morning will kick off with the Halloween Hustle 5K. Join us for the Halloween Hustle at the McLeansboro Halloween on the Square. All proceeds will go towards funding the Imagination Library of Hamilton County. Since launching Imagination Library in 2019, we have sent out over 5,000 books to children of Hamilton County. This has been solely funded by the donations of local businesses, individuals, and community fundraisers. So you can sign up to participate in the 5K, and all that money will help with the Imagination Library. Then, go home, get a little rest, come back. The fun begins at 4 p.m. with the Halloween McLeansboro on the courthouse lawn. From 4:30 to 5:30, there will be registration for the pet parade and the costume contest. At 5 o'clock, the cakewalk starts with tickets for $3 for a dollar. At 5:40, the parade lineup will begin. Pets will be in the front of the line. Judging will be immediately following the pet parade. Pet parade and costume winners will be announced together. The cakewalk, the trail of treats, and free food will be available from 4 o'clock until they run out. This is open to all ages, not just limited to kids. All are welcome. Please enter on the north side of the square and get in line as you will walk through the trail of treats. There will be lots of churches and businesses available and individuals, so you can go trick-or-treating, get you a little something to eat, and participate in the parade. After this concludes, you can head on out to the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course for the 4-H-sponsored Haunted Trail. The golf course is at 7542 Golf Course Road, McLeansboro, Illinois. This will begin at 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, there will be a no scare. So there'll be scary things in place, but no one will threaten the children. This cost is $3. The scares will begin from 7 to 10 p.m., and the cost for that is $5. So come on out. Then when you finish up at the Haunted Trail, you can head up to Piopolis for the Haunted Attic, which is put on by the One Strong Mission. So you can wrap up your whole day by a 5K run, activities on the square, and several haunted events to attend. It should be a great day. And trick-or-treating in Hamilton County and McLeansboro is scheduled for October 31st, actual door-to-door trick-or-treating. A 4-H Spin Art Club is being started. It is open to 2nd through 5th graders. The cost is $20 if you are not already a 4-H member, and if you are already a 4-H member, it is free. Each week, we will make one or two crafts on each session. They will meet every Tuesday of the month from December 7th to December 12th. This will be after school and will conclude about 4:30. All meetings will be held in the courthouse basement and will be taught by teen teachers. Plans are underway for the Christmas on the Square, sponsored by Hamilton County Rotary. This is scheduled for Saturday, December 2nd. There will be a breakfast with Santa from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. This will be held at the Fox Meadows Apartments at 108 South Pearl. Youth will come and have pancake and sausage breakfast, and every child that comes will get a free book, and they will be able to get their picture taken with Santa. Then the Holiday Bazaar will be held in the old high school gym. It will begin at 9 a.m. and run till 2 p.m. The Santa's Workshop will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. in the courthouse lobby. All youth can choose 2 free gifts for any family members. Then the Lighted Christmas Parade, your favorite Christmas song, will be held at 5:30 p.m. Following the Christmas parade, there will be games in the courthouse basement provided by 4-H. Then you can visit with Santa and receive a mug filled with goodies sponsored by Hamilton County 4-H. Then there will be free hot chocolate and cookies immediately following the parade also that are sponsored by Hamilton County HCE. The vendors are starting to come in, but if you would like to sign up as a vendor for the Holiday Bazaar, please contact the Extension office. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.